practicing the biblical principles of what a church should be, and manifesting the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the Voice of Faith. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God.
Well, thank you, Hap Ritchie, and good morning to each and every one of you. What a joy it is to be able to be gathered around the radio once again with another edition of the Voice of Faith radio broadcast originating from the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, Pennsylvania, the United States of America. I'm Pastor Gary Dahl, and thank you so very, very much for the pleasure of your company as we do gather around the radio to prepare our hearts to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth, along with other Bible-believing believers at a good, solid Bible-believing and Bible-teaching church. We're going to begin the program today with a song entitled Glorious Things of Thee Are Spoken.
Things of thee are spoken, Zion City of our God. He whose word cannot be broken formed thee for his own abode. On the rock of ages founded, what can shake thy sure repose? With salvation walls surrounded, thou mayst smile at all thy foes. See the streams of living waters springing from eternal love. Well, supply thy sons and daughters, and all of want remove. Who can faint while such a river ever flows the thirst to assuage? Grace which like the Lord the giver never fails from age to age.
Well, it truly is a delight to have you there by the radio or by whatever device you might be listening to the program today. You know, this program was started many, many years ago with the intent to prepare our hearts to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. And when this program was started several decades ago now, to be honest with you, we never realized how many people would be forsaking the local church. Over the last several decades, in fact, I think we could say that over the last number of generations, people have simply stopped going to church. And I suppose that we could say it's for this reason or that reason or the other reason. But listen, dearly beloved Christian, if you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you should attend a Bible-believing church, because Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 25 says, "Do not forsake the assembling of yourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more, as ye see the day approaching." And that teaches us that as we draw closer to the return of the Lord Jesus Christ, we ought to be involved in the local church even more. Now, I know I say this practically every Sunday morning, and maybe some of you are saying, "Pastor Gary, why don't you talk about something else?" Well, if you stay tuned to the broadcast, I always give you a new and a fresh message every Sunday morning. But the purpose of this broadcast is to encourage you to go to a good, solid, Bible-believing church. And as long as God gives us the opportunity to have this program on the air, I'm going to be encouraging people to go to church, because that's what the Lord expects of those of us who know Christ. Now understand that going to church will not save you. But if you are saved, you'll want to be in church with others of like precious faith, where you can grow in the things of the Lord, particularly if you have the desire to obey God. If you're not interested in obeying God, well then you'll skip church, you'll miss church, you might even look for reasons why not to go to church. But if you want to obey God, you will go to a good, solid, Bible-believing church. And if you are here in the Altoona, Pennsylvania area, I would invite you to visit us here at the Faith Baptist Church, where we will be having Sunday school this morning at 9:30. Our morning service will be at 10:30, and then our evening service tonight at 6 o'clock. And it is that way week after week. And then, the Lord willing, every Wednesday night, we have midweek services. We have children and youth meetings at 6:30 on Wednesday evening, and then at 7 o'clock at night, we have our adult prayer meeting and Bible study. And I want to encourage you to pray for a number of our young people, 16 of them, as a matter of fact, because we have 16 young people who have made the statement that if God would call them into the ministry, they will be willing to go. And I am meeting with those young people every Wednesday night for a period of time. And I would encourage you to pray for them, that they might clearly know and understand what it is that God wants them to do, and then that they will follow through with His direction in their lives. But if we can ever help you in your walk and relationship with the Lord, we would want to encourage you to contact us. Maybe you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Well, you know the Bible says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." You can do that right there where you are right now, whether that's in your kitchen by your kitchen table, maybe I should say, eating your breakfast, or maybe you're still lying in bed this morning, or maybe you're on your way down the highway somewhere. Wherever you are right now, you can call upon the name of the Lord Jesus and ask Him to save you, and He will. So if you do that, or you want to know really what that's all about, contact us. Or if you're a Christian and you're just struggling and you need some prayer, go ahead and contact us. Or if you have a question about the Bible, don't hesitate to contact us. And you can contact us by calling 814-944-2894. That's 814-944-2894. Or you can write to us. And our address is the Faith Baptist Church, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. That is the Faith Baptist Church, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. Or you can even email us, and our email address is simply fbc@fbcaltoona.org. That's fbc@fbcaltoona.org. But please, if we can serve you in any way spiritually speaking, don't hesitate to give us a call. Let's pray. Father, we do thank You and praise You once again for the opportunity that we have to produce another Voice of Faith radio broadcast, as we've been doing now for several decades. And it is my prayer, Lord, that You'll continue to use this program for Your glory, to lead people to the saving knowledge of Your Son, Jesus Christ, and to lead others who are born again to a greater relationship with You. Father, You know the needs of everyone under the sound of my voice at this very moment, And it is my prayer that you will use this program today to meet those spiritual needs, that you would heal those who are sick, that you would encourage those who are depressed, and that, dear Lord, you would give joy to those who've lost their joy for whatever the reason may be. But minister to their hearts, and we'll be careful to give you the praise and the glory for it. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Well, as Christians, we all are looking forward to heaven. And here's a song entitled Sweet Beulah Land. I know that many of you like this song. I trust this will encourage you as you listen to it right now. Sweet Beulah Land. From the spiritual bread box of the Word of God, we turn to the book of Colossians. Colossians chapter 3, and I would like to read with you verses 1, 2, and 3. Colossians chapter 3, verses 1, 2, and 3, where the Word of God says, If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, and not things on the earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. That's from the Spiritual Bread Box of the Word of God, Colossians chapter 3, verses 1, 2, and 3. And now before I deliver a message entitled, Why Proclaim God's Word, let's listen to another song that I trust will encourage us all to give praise to God. It's a piano solo, and the song is entitled, I Will Praise Him. May we praise Him together even as we listen to this great song. If you have a copy of the Word of God, please turn with me this morning to 2 Timothy chapter 3. 2 Timothy chapter 3, and I want us to focus for a few minutes on verses 13 through 17, and my message is entitled, Why Proclaim God's Word? You know, here at the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, we are associated with a number of ministries that are dedicated to getting out the Word of God around the world. One of those ministries is Beacon of Truth that's located right here in central Pennsylvania, in Bedford, Pennsylvania. Another one of those ministries is Seedline International that is located out in Brazil, Indiana. And these two ministries are dedicated to getting out the Word of God so that people might be able to have a knowledge of God and come to the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ through the proclamation of the Word of God. Today, I want us to talk about why it's important to get out the Word of God, whether it's through groups like Beacon of Truth or Seedline International or some mission organization or some local church or even through personal distribution of God's Word. Why must we proclaim the Word of God? Well, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 13 through 17, gives us at least four reasons to proclaim God's word. Number one, we should do so in order to proclaim the truth. Look at verse 13 of 2 Timothy 3. It says, "But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived." The fact of the matter is, as we draw closer to the return of the Lord Jesus Christ, evil people who do not know God, who hate God, who do not know the Bible, who hate the Word of God, will do everything that they can to preach ungodliness, to preach what I might refer to as apostasy or heresy, and they will seduce people and lead people astray through deception. And you know, when we look around the world today, we can see a lot of cults, a lot of isms, a lot of groups that even in many cases will go under the name of Christian, but they are not biblically based. They are not truly Christian simply because of the fact that they don't take heed to the entire Word of God. There are false teachers in the world today, and those false teachers are going to continue to grow as we draw closer to the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so it's important that we proclaim the truth, that people do not get led astray and miss salvation and consequently spend an eternity in hell. A second reason why we need to proclaim God's word is that we might proclaim continuance. Continuance. Notice verse 14 of 2 Timothy 3. It says, "But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them." Here we see that Paul is writing to Timothy, and he's telling Timothy to make certain that he continues in the biblical truth that he was taught by his grandmother and by his mother and even by the Apostle Paul. And you know, that's why we must proclaim the Word of God to our homes, our families, through our local churches, and into the lives of other people, because there are those who, when they were younger, they heard the Word of God, but maybe as a teenager or as a college student, they came under the philosophy of worldliness and godlessness, and they were led astray. Well, we need to proclaim the Word of God so that those who have heard the Word of God will continue in the Word of God and continue to get to know who God is, what God expects, and how God operates. Number three, we should proclaim God's word in order to proclaim salvation. Notice, if you would please, verse 15 of 2 Timothy 3, where Paul, again, as he's continuing his proclamation to Timothy, he says, "And that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus." Why should we proclaim God's word? So that people will know who Jesus Christ is, what he did for them, so that people will understand the concept of salvation. You see, salvation is not taught, certainly, in our liberal schools today. Salvation is certainly not taught through our liberal media today. Salvation certainly is not taught through our liberal legal system or in the government today. True salvation from sin through faith in Jesus Christ alone is taught in the Word of God. The Bible is loaded with truth about salvation, and you and I who know Jesus Christ as Savior must proclaim the Word of God so that people will be able to be made wise unto salvation through faith in Jesus Christ and be born again. I just wonder, even right now, how many people under the sound of my voice have never trusted Christ as Savior. Not only that, I wonder how many people under the sound of my voice have never heard the gospel message. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." And the reason why we preach and teach and proclaim the Word of God here at the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona and over the Voice of Faith radio broadcast is so that people will come to the saving knowledge of Christ. Then there is a fourth reason why we should proclaim God's word, and that is to proclaim sound doctrine. 2 Timothy 3, once again, verses 16 and 17 says, "All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God might be perfect, truly furnished unto all good works." I'll tell you, beloved, those two verses are really loaded with biblical truth. But the biblical truth is founded in that word doctrine. You see, doctrine is a subject that many people sort of run away from today. But in all reality, doctrine is nothing more or nothing less than teaching who God is, what God expects, and how God operates, as all of that is grounded in the Bible, the Word of God. And so, you see, it's important that we proclaim the Bible so that people might understand sound doctrine, and then along with that is reproof, that is, showing them what sin is. Also, correction, that is, helping them to be corrected when they've fallen into sin, as well as instruction in righteousness that they might know how to live for the Lord. Why? That those who are saved may be spiritually mature, perfect, that is, truly furnished unto all good works. Listen, in this Bible that I'm holding in my hand right now, we have the answer to all the spiritual ills of life. And it's important that every Bible-believing church be committed to the proclamation of the Word of God. It's important that every Christian be committed to the proclamation of the Word of God. And I trust today that you can say that you're committed to that. Why proclaim God's Word? Well, so that we might proclaim truth, proclaim continuance, proclaim salvation, proclaim doctrine. If you know Jesus Christ as Savior, I would encourage you today to commit yourself to the proclamation of the Word of God. Well, thank you so very much for joining us today. I do trust that you'll go to church today, but until we greet you once again by way of radio, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl saying, God bless you. Keep looking up. Remember, the best is yet to come. And to that we say, amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus.
Let me take just an extra moment or so to remind all of you that should you want to get in touch with the Faith Baptist Church, or should you need to get in touch with us, we'd be delighted to hear from you. Here's our website, www.fbcaltuna.org. That's www.fbcaltuna.org. Give us a call, 814-944-2894. Or better yet, come visit us this morning. We'll have Sunday school at 9:30, morning worship at 10:30, and tonight's service at 6, with a full slate of services Wednesday, 6:30 for the youngsters, 7 o'clock for the youth and adults. Faith Baptist Church here in Altoona, Pennsylvania, is located at 315 40th Street in the Highland Park section of the city, right down from Mansion Park. Till we greet you today in church, 9:30, 10:30, and 6 tonight, or next week by way of radio on this, your favorite station, or on the internet, I'm Brother Hap, and on behalf of Dr. Gary G. Dahl and the family of faith, we encourage you to keep looking up, and thanks for listening to the Voice of Faith.